Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Welcome to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Everybody?
Yeah.
.com.
.com. Y'all fell asleep on me. Hey, listen. Listen.
Yeah.
If at any time during the show you all want to play along or give us a call, you can do so at 727-498-0502. Here's the big thing. If you want to call in to win the Happy Hour 100, you may have listened a few weeks ago, and it was, or even last week when it was called Win Joe's Money. Well, we've changed that. It's now called the Happy Hour 100. It's the same idea, basically. You call in, you call the same number, 727-498-0502, and then all you have to do is answer three very easy questions correctly. And if you do that, you got 100 smackerels in your pocket.
Right.
Just like that.
Smackaroonies.
The Happy Hour 100, everybody.
Happy Hour 100.
If you just want to call, if you don't want to play for the money, and you want to just call in to mention something about what we're talking about, you can do that. Same number, 727-498-0502. If you're shy about calling a radio station and you're more into tweeting, we do that too.
Look at us.
Look at us.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. You can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. I actually like the tweets.
Yeah.
We get actually quite a few tweets during the show, and a lot of them are a lot of fun to deal with. I like that. We try to respond to the tweets pretty close to when we get them, as best as we can. Right. Anyway, so let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl Hannah Claire.
Hello,
Hannah Claire. Now listen, when I came home this afternoon, you were already here.
Yes.
And I say you were already here because you don't live here anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I came in and I was like, oh man, what'd you do to your face?
Yes. Immediately.
Yeah. Yes. Well, your lips were blue.
Yeah.
Not because you had been strangled.
No.
But you had done that on purpose. Blue lipstick.
Yes.
And your face was sort of whitish.
Yeah.
You look kind of scary.
Yeah, I had to have some good hardcore metal makeup on.
Okay.
Had to do somewhat of a metal photo shoot.
Okay, well,
yes.
And I know that you were involved in that with your brother Ty, and we will get into more of that once we go ahead and introduce everybody else. So to Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie, who is not feeling very well today. As a matter of fact, took the day off.
Yes.
Now, I mean, you are like the battleship of the family. You're the one in the family that, like, never gets sick.
Right.
So when you do get sick, it's like, uh-oh.
Now we're all going to get it.
It's chaos and bedlam.
Happened? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you pretty much stayed in bed pretty much all day.
All day.
Mm-hmm. And when I got home, you were still in bed.
Yes.
Got up, took a shower, and you're rallying for the show, which I appreciate.
Well, thank you.
That's great. Do you think you're going to make it?
I hope.
Okay. Are you?
We'll
see. Are you feeling okay right now?
A little queasy.
All right. Well, if you need to tap out,
I may do that.
Just let me know, and we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Don't leave us with him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. To my blushing bride's right is my boy, Tygen. Tygen, when I came home this evening, I saw you and you had on blue lipstick. No, I'm just kidding.
That was looking fierce.
So what was it that you two were doing? I mean, some sort of photo shoot?
Yeah, the record guy that works for us at Asylum, he also makes posters and T-shirts for bands.
Okay.
And Venom, very famous, very popular band, death metal band, Venom.
Ty, you're aware of Venom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Contacted Adam and said, yo, we want a poster. And he wanted to recreate one of their old album covers.
From, like, back in when?
82.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're an older band.
Old, yeah.
They're one of the original.
Yeah, one of the OGs.
So these guys, of 82.
These guys, let's say Venom, in 1982 when they kicked off, they were all probably late teens, early 20s.
So basically they're your age.
So they're like my age now.
Yeah,
okay.
Old.
Yeah. So, no, we call that middle-aged.
Yes.
Meaning that I'm 53, I'll probably live to 106.
Six.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see, buddy. But yeah, anyway.
You eat a lot of McDonald's.
No, I don't. No, not anymore. So, Ty, what was your involvement in this whole photo shoot?
Bodyguard.
Yeah, bouncer.
Mm-hmm. Because I saw some pictures that Hannah gave me, and I guess we can probably post those online at some point.
Sure.
They're a little risque.
Slightly.
Yeah, a little risque. But I guess most death metal posters are a little...
Risque.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and in the like actual poster that's going to be like published or whatever, you're not even going to be able to tell it's me.
Yeah, right, because they did it in sort of like a...
Like a black and white negative thing.
Negative, yeah. Almost like a, yeah, whatever you do when you develop...
Film.
Yeah, it looks like that.
It looks like film.
Yeah, we'll maybe be able to get you the link to where you can order one.
Yeah.
Get one online or,
right.
You know, however that shakes out.
Mm-hmm. So... Now, look, I work outside.
Yeah.
Hannah, you had to go outside to get here, and then you had to go outside to get to this photo shoot.
Yeah.
Ty, were you outside other than going to the photo shoot today?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not for any reason.
Steph, I know you were homesick in bed.
I have not been outside, no.
Today was unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
Unbelievably hot. I tried to stay inside as much as I could, but when outside, it was just murder.
Yeah.
Absolutely murder. When I left the house today, I heard somebody say that we were probably going to be breaking some temperature records.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yep, I think they said something about the temperature reaching somewhere around 200 degrees.
No, 200
degrees.
No.
200.
That was what the thermometer was reading on me.
Yeah. That's what it felt like anyway. They said that the temperature was going to get up to the high 90s, and they started talking about 97. And I was like, well, how's that going to break a record? It seems like it had to have gotten hotter than 97.
Right. Probably for this time of the year.
Early August. I mean, August is one of the hottest months of the year.
That's true.
Especially here in Florida.
That's true.
Everywhere else. I mean, I talked to my buddy Paul Hunley up in Richmond, Virginia last week, and he was telling me, because I was complaining about the heat, and I was like, oh, my God, it's like mid to high 80s and, you know, humid. And he was like, oh, my God, dude. I mean, it's 103, 105 here.
Oh, my goodness.
That's without the feels-like temperature. That's just what
That's
it is.
That's what it is.
You know.
Wow.
So I felt ridiculous for doing my whining.
About your 80, mid-80s.
That's why I said 200, because I wanted, if Paul is listening.
Wanted you to sound I wanted a little cooler.
Be like, yeah, dude, we're breaking a record. It's going to be 200 degrees here.
200 degrees
here.
Feels like it.
Now, here's something.
Yes.
And I think that this is, it's gotten to the point where it's a little bit ridiculous. Stephanie, when did you go back, as a kid, at the end of summer, when did you go back to school?
We went back to school the week before Labor Day.
Okay. I think
usually like the Wednesday before Labor Day.
I can remember we kind of flip-flopped. I remember going like the Wednesday before the holiday, and then I also remember going back after the holiday.
Right.
So I've done both. But now, all of a sudden, school is starting earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, here in our area, Pinellas County and Hillsborough County, they start August 10th.
Right.
That's like next week, right?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? That happened, I know, at least once when the kids were in school, and I couldn't tell you exactly what year, but I remember realizing that summer was almost over. And Ty, you know, we had talked about sending Ty to Nana's house for a week like he always did.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, no, school starts in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, book the flight, put him on the plane. And I think that year it started on like the 7th of August. I mean, it was early,
Well, if you think that's early, I have a Facebook friend who posted something on Facebook, their new freshman in high school started last Monday. Still July.
It's still the end of July.
That's just criminal.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's criminal. Now, they did say that they get an extra week in September, and then they're going to get another an extra week in March, I guess, like spring break time.
Okay.
So, I mean, does that mean that they get 2 weeks for spring break?
Yeah, I guess. Probably. I
mean, how long is spring break anyway? Is it usually just a week?
Just a week.
Yeah, just a week.
So, I don't know. Is that a good trade-off?
I mean, not really.
I don't think so. I mean, it's like you have 4th of July, and then a week later you have to go to school.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. You just got out.
Yeah. Well, maybe 2 weeks later.
I don't know. I
wouldn't like it if I was a kid.
It surprises me how fast it all goes. Well, like this weekend here in Florida,
right.
Started today, 3 days only, is the tax-free holiday for back-to-school shopping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
get on that.
Do it this weekend.
Hey, get all your office supplies.
Well, that, and it's a good opportunity for like me, because, you know, where I go through my work clothes pretty rapidly.
Yes, you do.
This is a good time for me to like bag some shorts.
Save $7 per hundred. to battle everyone out there.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I'm going back to school, man.
We'll see. Good luck with that.
I need me some carpenter shorts.
Going back to Carpenter College.
Carpenter College, yeah.
Clown school.
Clown school. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, maybe if you hit the Walmart in the middle of the night or something, because trying to go anywhere tomorrow and go, quote, shopping for anything like clothes or school supplies, it's going to look like Black Friday. There are punches going to be thrown.
What makes you think I would ever stoop to go to Walmart? I would always go to Target.
Oh, right.
Target.
Still, same thing. Yeah, it's going to be brutal out there.
Hey, Hannah Claire.
Hey, Mark.
How's your money holding
Mark out? Steven. What?
how's your money holding out?
What do you mean?
Well, you live on your own now.
Yeah.
And you're having to pay rent for the first time in your life.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that the rent payments are coming in pieces.
Yeah.
It's like you don't give it to us all at once.
Yeah, that's not possible.
Okay.
He's going to break your legs.
You want to know what my bank account is right now?
Yeah. I'm almost afraid to ask.
Checking, $16.38.
All right.
Savings, $20. Woo. Killing it.
You're rocking it.
Yeah, but I just put a check in, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough to pay you guys.
Well, the reason I ask, it's like if you're having trouble with money, have you ever considered a sugar daddy?
No.
No?
I have to say I haven't.
She's got a pizza daddy.
Yeah. Now a Target daddy.
Target daddy.
Double duty daddy.
Yeah. Two jobs.
So I saw this article in the paper. Mom actually gave it to me. A 73-year-old man is banned from Florida Beach after a parent complained that he was handing out business cards that read, "Sugar Daddy seeking sugar baby." A 73-year-old man walking up and down the beach. I think this is Daytona Beach.
Oh, God.
Damn it, Grandpa Ron.
Yeah, right. Come on. Way to go, Pewter Schmidt.
Right. It says, Volusia County Beach Safety Captain Tammy Maris says officials are making Richard Basaraba, that's the 73-year-old sugar daddy,
Basaraba,
stay off the beach and off walkovers 6 months for violating an ordinance that prohibits soliciting on the beach.
Nice.
Basaraba tells the Daytona Beach News Journal he's devastated by what he considers an overreaction.
All right, Dick. Calm down. Keep it in your pants.
Yeah, a 16-year-old girl told officials Basaraba handed her 18-year-old friend a card Saturday that featured a picture of a young woman sitting on an older man's lap.
Nice.
Hey, baby.
Classy.
Yeah. It also included an email address.
Nice. Yeah.
Now, was it like a kid sitting on Santa's lap, or was it more right. like a lap dance?
Yeah, I'm picturing right. something more out of like Playboy or. Right.
Yeah, I immediately pictured like Santa's lap, like super formal, you know, super right. stiff, awkward, just save me type of picture.
Good old Basaraba, all 73 years.
Basaraba.
Yeah, says he threw out the business cards and deleted the email account and a Facebook account where he posted pictures of women in bikinis.
Mm.
Hey, you know what? I got to give him a little bit of credit. I mean,
he's trying.
He's got some moxie. I mean,
yeah,
when
honestly.
Was the last time you heard anybody walking down the beach handing out sugar daddy?
Right.
Cards, business cards.
And was he in a Speedo?
Yeah.
Gold pinky
you
ring?
Know what?
Gold
that's,
chain?
That's exactly how I pictured
big
him.
Big cigar?
Was in, like, a, in a Speedo.
A little larger.
Hairy.
Yeah.
Hairy.
Full of hairy.
And back.
Balding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ankle high socks.
Looked a lot like.
Yeah.
Here's
socks
the picture.
With the Speedo.
The picture in my mind is Tony Soprano in a Speedo.
Yep.
Gold chain.
Yep.
You know.
Cigar.
A cigar. Great big cigar.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Just like, what's his name from Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Carl.
Carl, yeah.
Oh, let me man. Talk at you for a minute.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Got rent you need to pay, little girl?
Right.
You want to be my sugar baby?
You need sugar daddy.
Creepy.
Oh, my God.
Creepy, creepy, creepy.
Super creepy.
That is creepy, man. That was fun.
Well, at least he's off the beach for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't decide to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they kicked him off of that beach. I don't, you know, what's to keep him from going to the next beach?
Well, right. we've got our own beauties over here.
That's true.
Remember the guy that used to walk up and down the beach with the gold lamé thong?
Yes.
And, like, the pink bikini top looked every bit like, what was the guy from... what's the sister band?
Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister. It looked like Dee Snider.
Yes.
Twisted
maybe
Sister.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, this guy looked like, and he was just as proud to walk down that beach with his bikini top on. Not a lick of makeup, but he was strutting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you see this person coming down the beach, and you see everybody's head turn.
Yeah, like,
nobody
what?
Messed with him.
No.
I never once saw anybody mess with him. And then when he goes by, you're like, will I ever see anything like that again?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I don't go to the beach that often, but every time I've ever been, I've seen that guy.
Yeah.
I've seen that guy and the guy and the guy kicking the soccer ball up and down
You've
the
beach.
You've
seen him at Walmart?
Oh, yeah, the soccer ball. Dude, right. He's cool,
You've seen
too.
That guy at Walmart?
Yeah.
Does he work there?
No.
Does he
Did
work
he have me? Clothes on? Or was
Kinda.
He wearing the same ensemble?
It was like a really big T-shirt.
Ah.
Over top of that.
Did it have like slices in the T-shirt?
Yeah, it did.
Of course,
cut at the waist?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
buying,
that.
buying pineapples.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what pineapples do.
He was going home for a little pineapple therapy.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not that I would know.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right. Changing subject.
Yeah, changing subject. Where's
Got
our
weird.
Where's our topic changing music?
I don't know. Where's PW when you need him?
Right. Let's see. Hey, remember that girl that was just in the news, I don't know, about a month ago, that teenage girl who was texting her boyfriend and convinced him to commit suicide.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yep. Her name was Michelle Carter, and I think at the
time... I think it still is.
Yeah. What did I say her name was?
Was. Yeah. I don't think they gave her the chair.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So no, Michelle, they only gave her like...
Well, wasn't she at the time of this whole thing only like 17 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then during the trial, she was like 19. She's only like 19. She might be 20 now.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, they've dragged it on.
Right. Right. Well, anyway, this week, she was finally sentenced. What do you think she got, Hannah?
I know, 15 months.
Yeah, but on top of that, she also
got... And like 4 years of probation or whatever.
She also got 2.5 years in prison.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
But they... Oh, see, I didn't see that part.
See, I saw different things.
What'd you
where they sentenced her to jail, but right. then they suspended the sentence. So I'm not sure if she's actually going to jail or not, because the reports were all conflicting.
Well, this is what I wrote down when I saw the article the first time earlier this week. It says, sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter with 15 months to be served. With 15 months of that 2.5 years to be served, which is... No, that's not... 15 months is only a year and a half.
Yeah.
Not even.
That's not even a year and a half. Right. Okay, that's a year and 3 months.
And then the rest suspended, followed by 5 years probation.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I only saw the 15 months in jail and the 5 years probation.
And see, I saw something where she wasn't going to jail at all, that the whole...
operation.
Yeah, the whole part was suspended. So I don't... I honestly don't know for sure... what it worked out to be.
Well, this little girl is obviously damaged, and I don't know that sending her to prison is going to do her any good. I'd like to see them send her to some sort of, I don't know,
psychiatric facility.
I don't even know if that's the right thing, because every time I hear psychiatric facility, I think of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know.
Very helpful.
And they're just passing out pills and, you know, and just a bunch of chaos.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that you're getting any help there.
Right.
But I think she definitely needs some sort of counseling. I just don't know how you get to a point in your life, especially at such a young age, where you think that those actions are acceptable.
Right.
You know? I don't know. Hannah had a couple of friends who fit right into that category. As I recall.
Mean people on Facebook?
Mean people on Facebook.
Well, that's the thing about Facebook and all social media is that people have social media balls. You know what I mean? They say a lot of things that they would never say to your face.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. Unfortunately, when they say things like that, they don't include their address.
Right. It should be mandatory.
Address, their work schedule.
Yeah.
You know?
Anything.
Right. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. I just hope the girl, you know, gets some help.
Yeah.
I mean, at this age, you would think that you could turn her around a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how psychopathic she is.
Well, we don't even know what her parental situation is.
I mean,
her parents might be psychopaths as well.
Right. I mean, I haven't heard anything about any of that.
It may be a situation where demons raised a demon.
Could be. Or they could be very lovely people.
Could be. Very lovely people.
Like us.
Like us.
Yeah. Are you trying to say something?
Yeah, Ty, don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
You just wait.
Because we're such lovely people.
You ever think about how they fix a sinkhole?
They don't.
Well, this is sort of an update. I mean, what was it? July 14th, they had that huge sinkhole over in Land O'Lakes.
Yeah.
Right? This thing swallowed like 2 houses, some motorcycles, a couple of boats.
A street.
A street.
Did it really, though, or are they just putting all that on their insurance?
No.
Well, we know
the
boat went.
You can see the pictures. Because that boat sort of floated to the top.
Well, the depression started under the boat.
Still, though, I mean, like, if the whole house fell into a sinkhole,
right.
I'm going to start claiming a whole bunch of stuff I didn't have.
Oh, my 2 collector Harley Davidsons are down
yeah,
there.
Right.
My old Triumph, my old Indian.
Right. The Bentley. Mm-hmm. Not the Bentley. actually.
Yeah, somehow.
My old Chris Kraft, you know, just down there.
I'm going to want those back.
Right. Somehow you have to have enough coverage for all of that that you've paid into. And sometimes they want some documentation of ownership.
I mean, do you ever think about how they fix that, though? I mean, they don't just go and cover it up. You would think that just, they would have to try to
throw some newspaper on top of it.
Right.
Big piece of plywood.
It'll soak up.
It's fine.
I mean, when you think of they, I mean, remember when we saw pictures of it, it was full of water.
Right.
So I guess they had to pump all that water out. Or did the water just recede?
No, the water's still in there.
Okay. Dump a bunch of concrete powder in there. Mix it up.
Yeah, but...
It's a pond, no.
Nah. I mean...
I guess that's my question is, why would... I guess I don't understand filling it in. Why...
Well, what would you do instead?
Wouldn't you, like, turn it into a lake?
Yeah, but that was like someone's pond. House.
They're not moving back in there. They're not going to let them build another house
One of my other questions is like, I mean, do they pull that stuff out, for one thing? They said that the thing was like 50 feet deep.
Well,
I would think that, you know, 50 feet deep, they could at least retrieve something out of it.
That's what I saw, was that they were attempting to pull as much debris out of it as possible. And then they were going to pump the water out.
And then, I guess, and after then that, backfill it?
I guess.
If that water is not receding, does that mean that the water is being fed from below? And maybe it'll never dry out.
Probably.
Well, right, they'll just keep pumping it.
Exactly. That's why I'm questioning why attempt to fill it.
Well, there's a company.
I don't know. It's all very bizarre. Yeah.
Saras Environmental Services, they're going to start trying to remove the debris. And they say that the whole cleanup is going to take 2 to 4 weeks. Seems like that would take a lot longer than 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they're bringing in heavy machinery.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those.
Backhoe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bringing in a hoe.
I would be afraid to be.
I wouldn't want to get very close to it. Yeah. Don't you remember when the thing kept growing in diameter?
Right.
It kept falling in, you know.
So now we're going to bring in this heavy piece of machinery to the edge and start hauling stuff out, adding more weight. To me, the whole process just sounds like a really bad idea.
They're hoping it'll fall in. They want a new one.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. It's just all so bizarre.
Yeah. I just always wondered. It's like that one that they had several years ago that swallowed that guy that was in his, you know, sleeping in his bedroom.
Right, which that one made sense to fill in because that one was just a big gaping hole in the earth.
Didn't have any water. Mm-hmm.
You know, the water just adds a whole different dynamic.
Well, they are on sort of like a little peninsula there.
Right.
And you got to think that being that deep, you know, there's places where you can dig. Like if we went out to the side of our house near the seawall and we dug down 3 feet, we'd hit water.
Right.
Definitely.
You know, so if they're on a peninsula, even if they're in the middle of the peninsula, you go down 50 feet, you're going to hit water. So they've somehow tapped into the water that surrounds that peninsula.
Right. The
so
water
it may
table.
Never, ever dry up.
Right. I don't know. Anyway.
They could call it Dirty Pond.
Dirty Pond.
Because it will always have crap in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what would be interesting is if some of the debris started showing up out in the waterways.
Yeah.
Ah.
Ha ha. You know, just.
What if one day it just flushed?
Yeah, like a toilet.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden,
you know, a spiral started. What do they call that?
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool.
And then all of a sudden it just all sucked down and showed up out in the waterway.
Big geyser.
Just all this debris.
Just whoosh.
Wow. How cool
Boats
would that be?
And stuff.
I almost hope that does happen. That seems cool to me.
That seems cool.
Until it happens here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's cool there.
Right. Anyway, we should take a break. Let's see. When we come back, I want to talk about Sportsman.
Sportsman.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we're coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Don't forget, You've got to give us a call if you want to win the Happy Hour 100. It's $100.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. It's the easiest $100 you'll ever make. All you got to do is call in at any time during the show. Anytime during the show. We will stop what we're doing. We will give you three very easy questions. If you answer all three correctly, you get $100, man.
Right.
Do it. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
It's no secret. I don't care. Gonna shine it out everywhere. I love my baby. Hot, cold, fast, and slow.
We are back, and the name of that song is Tell Everybody I Know, and that is a live version of that song, and it's performed by one of my favorites, Keb Moe.
Yes.
Keb Moe.
Keb Moe.
You mean that live audience wasn't here?
No.
Woo!
No, but you did add to it, Steph, yeah. And it made it very festive.
Yes.
Now listen, before the break I said, look, you got to call in to win an easy $100. It's the Happy Hour 100.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is give us a call at 727-498-0502. Now, what I would like to think is that last week's winner, Carrie Smart, is listening tonight. You don't get away with listening one night, winning the money, and then not listening forever. It's a commitment.
It's a commitment, people.
It's like a contract.
Okay, so now everyone who was thinking about calling in has just changed their mind.
Forget it. Like, goodbye. It seems too involved.
Right.
This is a trap.
Complicated.
I don't want to get involved in a cult.
They're going to want a credit card number.
Speaking of which, creative loafing.
Uh-oh.
We have a call.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
This is Paul from Virginia.
Hey, Paul from Virginia. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Look, I wanted to update you on the case The young lady that texted her boyfriend.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys were talking about it. And as of today.
Yeah.
After all is said and done, she's been sentenced to 15 months in jail.
Okay.
And her and the mother and of the deceased young man.
Yeah.
They have filed a $4.2 million lawsuit against that girl for future wages.
Well, they'll never get that. I don't think she was a rich kid.
No, I know.
Right.
I know. But, you know, it is what it is. Mm.
So she is going to jail.
Right.
As of today, you know, no telling. You know, the law, the lawyers and you know, the justice system plays some funny games. So you just don't know what ultimately is going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
But as of today, it's 15 months in jail after everything else was suspended and, you know, time served or whatever they call it.
Well, she won't even go to prison then. She'll stay in, like, county jail for 15 months. They should have at least given her as many months as that boy was old. I think he was 17 or something like that.
Yeah,
so add two more months. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's absolutely a very sad situation. Mm-hmm. You know, and there is something to be said about, you know, who could that boy have been?
Right.
You know, and how do you account for that? You know, it's a tragic. Unfortunately, my opinion is I'm not sure that you can save someone that would act in that manner.
But
you definitely shouldn't push him.
I've read the articles leading up to the trial, and it seems like he was hell-bent on killing himself for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but the point that they drove home in the trial, I think, was, you know, he had gotten out because he had doubt, and
yeah,
he was scared, and she encouraged him to get back in.
Get back in. That was the killer for her, yeah.
To me, that was the line in the sand that she crossed that she shouldn't have crossed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
As opposed to calling some kind of mental health support network at that point, she encouraged him to get back in the van and just do it.
Yep.
Right.
So, yeah, actually.
That's crazy.
Kind of like saying, don't be such a baby, get in there and do it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, so. Right.
Right.
Right. And somebody that struggles with confidence and
depression,
self-esteem,
sure,
you know, depression is going to get back in the vehicle because somebody's encouraging them to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That's just sad.
Yeah,
absolutely
very
sad. So, I would like for you to be able to play for the Happy Hour 100. I don't know that. I don't think I can though.
Well, I could use $100, I'll tell you that. How about this? I'll call back and I'll tell you I'm Chris or John or
Rodrigo.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Rodrigo.
Make it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to throw culture in there at all.
Oh.
You know.
Well, I said earlier in the show.
You wouldn't want any culture in the show.
I said earlier in the show that it was about 200 degrees here today. What was it there in Richmond?
Yeah, we're listening. Today was, I guess, 93 was the expected high, but I haven't heard anything. It was humid today.
Mm-hmm.
I worked outside all day. I had a pool towel with me just so I could wipe my face off every so often. So it was pretty humid, hot, sticky.
Pool towel is pretty classy. I work outside every day, and I just use like my T-shirt, like my sleeve. Pull up from my chest to wipe off my brow.
My t-shirt is so wet and gross. Yeah. I didn't want to throw it on my face.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I'm not as classy as you.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Guess what my pal said.
What?
His?
No, Treasure Island.
Oh, all right.
Look at that.
Nice.
It was my Treasure Island pal.
Very good. Very good. So who's there listening with you?
Jenny, we turned it on at about 6 o'clock.
Nice.
Right when you guys introduced yourselves.
Well, please
perfect.
Give Jenny a purple nurple for me.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
I look forward to giving her my own purple nurple when I see you guys toward the end of this month.
Yes.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're excited about
it's
going to
be
Travel
a lot
safe.
Of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Everyone's excited about the purple nurples. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
All right. Look, get on with the show. Just wanted you to know that at least the parents of the young man are or trying to, you know, define what he could have been.
Right.
You know, future wages is he could have earned, he could have been, and, you know, let's see where that goes.
All right.
Fabulous. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much for calling in, buddy. And I look forward to seeing you guys very soon.
Feel better, Stephanie, is what Joan says.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good show.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there
okay.
you have it.
Very there cool. you have
Thank
it.
You, Paul.
All right. Now, see, what I like about that call is we put out some information. We had some doubts about what we were putting out, and then we had somebody call in to clarify it.
Fabulous.
And you can do that anytime you want during the show. That we appreciate it. We beg you to do it. It's 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. If we're screwing it up, tell us. I love it. I love that kind of thing.
Oh, you have just opened Pandora's box.
That's all right. Open it up.
Especially if your name is Rodrigo.
Rodrigo. What do you got?
I was going to say, before, right when Paul called,
yeah.
And we were laughing about people calling in and, mm-hmm. you know, what it takes. Creative Loafing. We yeah. have been nominated
right.
for awards, believe it or not. And in order Whoa. To vote, when you go to cltampa.com, mm-hmm. you do have to create a username and password.
What?
There's no, they don't want a credit card. They don't want anything else, but you do have to create a username and password just so that they can verify the votes.
Okay.
So that nobody's cheating.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should also mention that of the Radio St. Pete alum, we are not the only ones that have been nominated.
No, in fact,
got that,
I do just, well, RadioSt.Pete.com itself
right.
was nominated for
best
internet radio station.
Best local internet radio station.
Right.
Okay.
Because they're all local awards.
But what's cool about it's mm-hmm. local, but because it's internet, it's global.
Right.
Local but global.
Local but global.
I love that. That's one of the things I really like about being on internet radio. You know, you might have somebody in Botswana listening to this show.
Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why they're not calling.
Mm-hmm. No.
It would be long distance.
Hey, we should say something also about, because I know sometimes people have a hard time tuning in to the show. When they go to the Radio St. Pete app, right? What's the best way to do it, honey? Is it's probably best to go to the TuneIn app.
If you go to RadioSt.Pete.com,
right.
The Radionomy will pop up right. on there,
okay.
and you can click on the Radio St. Pete logo,
mm-hmm.
and it will play all of the live programming. Now, if you want to listen to the loop of all of the talk shows that air throughout the week on RadioSt.Pete.com, you can go to the TuneIn app and find Radio St. Pete. And there you'll hear our show, Spike on the Mic, the Defender Caregivers podcast,
okay.
Unused Substitutes, Mao. All of that
wow.
in a different format.
But the best basically. Way, like if you want to listen Friday night,
you can either listen
to us.
You can either listen because we do go live on the TuneIn app.
Okay,
you can listen that way, or you can listen at RadioSt.Pete.com.
Okay,
there are other platforms.
Just don't have them in front of. You
I
right
don't
now.
Have them in right. front of me.
Don't mm-hmm. ask.
Anyway, so that was nice that they called. Very cool, and I can't wait to see Paul and Jenny and the rest of my alumna. Because here at the end of this month, the 25th, 26th, we're going to be up in Richmond, Virginia for my 35th high school reunion.
Yes.
And it's going to be kind of weird because what are we going to look like? You know, I have a feeling I'm going to be walking around and nobody's going to know who I am.
Oh, honey, you haven't changed.
Uh-oh, we got another call.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
This is Grandpa Ron.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Grandpa Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. I meant to call earlier, but I went down to the beach in my bikini and I was handing out business cards.
You were indisposed at the moment.
And I actually think I got a few takers.
Nice.
There you go. Very nice.
Marty the Cowboy.
Now I got to get out of this bikini and put on my assless chaps.
Yes.
Rodrigo.
Nice. So what's happening in your world?
Well,
other than that.
Well, it's hot. It's been very hot here. I mean, it was hot. It's been hot today. It wasn't as hot yesterday in Jacksonville, but it's been hot and very humid. So it's kind of uncomfortable.
Hence the bikini.
Exactly.
But other than that, it's been all right because I'm staying inside the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. And by the way, I've been looking for Paul Hunley, and I can't find him. Has he called into your show lately?
He just called in before you did.
No kidding.
Yeah, he just all called right. in right
Are
before you did.
Are you even listening?
You're not even listening to the show. Oh, well, he just got back from the beach, Hannah.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
He was probably getting the sand off his feet.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, now, Hannah?
Yes.
Is Hannah there?
Yes.
My granddaughter, Hannah?
Yeah, always.
All right, listen, here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
This is an easy thing. You don't even have to answer three questions.
Ooh.
All you have to do is text me your address.
Okay.
Okay?
And the money will start flowing in.
And I have something for you.
Okay.
That I will send to you.
All right.
Okay.
The sugar daddy has found his sugar baby. Yes. Just text me your address.
It's just a box of business cards. Hand these out to your friends.
Card. Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Tyler?
Yes.
Tyler, okay, listen. Screw you.
I got something for you in the mail, but I know where to find you, and I thought I would give it to you when I come over there, but since that's being delayed now, I'm just going to go ahead and send it to you.
Okay.
All right, that's cool.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are you going to send me?
what's that?
What are you going to send me?
The sun here.
Who's you?
That's
Mark?
Me. Yes, Mark. Mm-hmm.
You don't count.
No, I'm not sending you anything because I'm going to come over there and take care of you personally.
Slap you in the mouth.
Okay. Oh, my.
A little too much sass going
on. And by the way, I have another take on this girl that's going to prison or jail or whatever for 15 months.
Okay.
I really think her talents could be utilized.
Okay.
By North Korea?
If she's got this kind of persuasive power over people to help them kill themselves, I know a few political leaders that we could probably turn her on to.
A few orange people.
So you think if she starts tweeting back and forth with the Cheeto?
Or Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, maybe we can get this done. You know?
You're right. I never looked at that angle. She obviously has some
See,
power.
You gotta look at all the angles here. I mean, this could be something that could be really utilized here.
She might be able to make enough money to pay that boy's parents
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
The art of the keel.
It could be a win-win situation for everybody.
Yep. Absolutely. All right.
Okay.
Good thought.
All right. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
And, Hannah, don't forget.
I won't.
Do the thing.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Whoa, Stephanie, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I'm sure I will. And if you get any takers on that business card, we'd like to meet her. Just throwing it
just
out
saying.
There.
Screener.
Yeah. I probably need you to vet anybody I go out with from now on.
Okay, perfect. Just call us. Right. We'll be there.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay, all right. Take care. Love you.
Right. Love you.
Love you, Dad. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Okay, so now we've had two calls this evening. Okay. I want to go into sports, man.
Okay.
But we're running close to the end. I mean, not to the end of the show, but to the end of our first half. But let me first say, start off by saying that just right around the corner is the big fight, the McGregor-Mayweather fight.
When is that?
That's August 25th, the day we arrive in Richmond.
Oh, so what time is that fight?
Well, look, it's a pay-per-view thing, and because it's going to, I mean, this is going to have international following. They probably will not, air that particular fight until after midnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've had people tell me that fights like that on pay-per-view, especially the big dollar ones, they start very, very late. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but what I was going to ask you is that can or are we interested as a family here? Because a lot of times we'll bet on the Kentucky Derby and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh.
Do we want any wagers amongst us
yes.
on who's going to okay. win this fight? Yeah. I'm going McGregor all the way.
Same.
Same.
Same. Ty, you're going to stick with Mayweather?
I might.
All money Mayweather?
Well, there's a lot of people that say Mayweather all the way. I just have a feeling that McGregor's going to go in there and shock him. That's just my opinion.
I don't know if that UFC stuff is even real.
It is real.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to know it's real, you get in the ring with one of them. And then you'll know it's real.
I've heard
that. I
fought
one of those kids before. It wasn't that much.
Well.
I've heard that McGregor is too punchy and not wrestly enough. That's what I've heard.
Well, that's a good thing because this is going to be a boxing match.
Oh.
So if he's punchy, that's what he needs to be.
Oh, okay. See, that's how much I know about it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a boxing. This is real fighting.
Well,
no,
we would
no hugging.
We're gonna need some. I'll Google it because how do you bet when there's three of us for one and one for the other? What are the odds?
Ty just has to pay out three ways.
Yeah.
No.
That's all.
So
we'll give him 20 if he wins, and we win, he's got to pay out $60.
No.
Yeah.
Or you're saying we got to pay him $60?
Yeah.
No.
And then we
I'm picking the underdog.
No, wait. I don't like that because if we pay him 60, then we each get 20 apiece.
Yeah.
I think we should each get. But the three of us should get 60 apiece.
No.
If he's going to get 60.
That's not how it works.
No,
that's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works. We'll have to.
Any of you gamblers out there, give us a call.
We need a bookie.
We don't get it at
we
all.
We don't get math.
We don't get it at
Mom's
all.
Mom's the only one, and she's sick.
Yeah, right. I can't do math right now. But yeah, we'll have to come up with something
right.
on that.
Now, McGregor has come out and said that he's going to knock Mayweather out in the fourth round. So I'm hoping that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was kind of like, well, you know, I'd love to see it, but I don't really want to pay for it. And, you know, you're going to be able to see all the highlights, you know,
right.
all day long the next day. Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, you're not going to have to pay to see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So that means that our first actual real day in Richmond, you're going to be glued to a TV watching mm-hmm. reruns of a fight?
No, well, I just need to see the knockout. That's all. I don't need to see the whole thing. I don't want to see the whole thing in case it's a boring fight. I just want to see.
Well, how are you going to know until you watch it?
Well,
you're just going to go on what everybody else
point.
Says.
Yeah, you're right.
I better watch the whole thing.
What do we got?
Paul just texted, what would it take to broadcast the show live from Virginia?
Oh, man.
I'm not sure
money.
I could look into it, but one of the key issues.
Now here's the thing. He doesn't even know what time we're getting in Friday night.
Right, is we will be flying during
the show. If we packed up all this equipment, they'd think we were bringing bombs on the plane.
Yeah, well, we could figure it out. So I'll get back to you, Paul, and we'll see. But we wouldn't be able to broadcast live from 6 to 8 p.m., I'm sure Allegiant would frown upon that.
Well, maybe Joe B. could give us a later slot Friday evening.
Maybe. Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Or at least you guys could record something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But that's a great idea. Believe me, we've thought about it.
Right.
And we will work on it. Maybe we could break into the beach music Saturday. Oh, no, we'll be at the reunion Saturday night. I don't know.
The hell you say? Those people, the beach music is one. If you go to Radio St. Pete
and you look at the
messages on the message board.
Saturday nights at 6.
The only people that are getting any love are the beach music and Frank Rivera.
Yes.
I mean, they don't give us any love at all.
Sunday night jazz.
Right.
So, you've got
friends.
Beach music Saturday, jazz on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and they have to put up with us on Friday.
Ah.
So.
Ah.
Ah.
Deal with it.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
So minutes.
I just think it would be interesting.
Wrap it up.
I mean, I have, look, I do want to continue with sports, but I don't want to get too far into it because I've got, I mean, I'm going to talk about my Tampa Bay Rays. They just came back from Houston and where they took 3 out of 4 games, and Evan Longoria did something that sort of made history.
Yes. Uh-oh. And you should see his new Twitter profile picture.
Oh,
it's smashing.
All right. Can we go
so
ahead and
take
a break?
We should take
now?
A break.
All right. All right, everybody. We are the Market Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We're going to take a bit of a break. I'm going to play a song that was very big in my life in the 1980s.
Uh-oh.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back.
I'm sending out a Nestle.
17 seconds?